what she takes care of me, so I can't be mad. Right?
That's true.
So I'm Jay, by the way, present off camera and probably slightly left of the mic.
Wilnona.
It's Wilnona, and we are
two. Remember to introduce ourselves.
We did. High five.
Woo!
Yes. Okay, so we are two of the 15 wonderful, beautiful, add to your life ladies that can write very well. Bam, add a new adjective. What? This bump.
Cynthia Sherrill, an author and a poet, self-published author of three lovely books. Let's see here. My first book, Baby, Ode to Tell the Story, Chronicles of an Afro-American Woman. And then my second book, Baby, This Way to Sunny, a collection of love poems, and my debut into photography. And then my last book, Baby, Gemini Diaries, Heart of a Woman. It's an intimate portrayal of some of the things that we as women, we go through in life. And I'm honored to be here. In addition to a writer and a poet, I am also a spiritual life coach, and I support clients who feel powerless in their lives, and I teach them how to move powerfully forward toward a life that they've always imagined. And so being here tonight is just like really wonderful. As I was telling the ladies today, it's been a lazy day. So to kind of end my day on a high note in the social sector is really good. And so if you would like to connect with me, you can. You can go to my website, CynthiaSNewell.com, and that's N-E-W-E-L-L. I also have a podcast that I host every second and fourth Saturday of the month. So tomorrow, we're going to be talking about dreams and how you can get the most out of your dreams. As a gifted dream interpreter, I train other people on how to understand the messages in their dream and also apply those messages to their waking life. So the crow got a lot going on, but that's who I am. Like a Gemini, you know, I would be bored if I didn't have so many different things to dive in and just spread myself out to. And so that's me in a nutshell.
So, wow. Okay, so we wore all these hats. You have to forgive me because you know I have bronchitis again, like the fourth time. You guys know how my life goes. And so if you hear coughing, that's me coughing a lot. So you recently became, well, maybe not recently, but a contributing author on Something Unique magazine. So how was it to step from being a poet and author into journalism?
You know what? That's actually not my first journalism role or job or whatever, but it is on a spiritual note. And I come from kind of like a Christian background where you talk about God. But writing for Something Unique magazine, coming from a broader perspective of spirituality, it challenges me to, you know, move outside of what I'm comfortable with or what I know, and talk to, you know, people from all walks of life and share spiritual articles that are very relatable and understandable and applicable, you know, to their life. And so that transition, you know, well, I host a Periscope every Thursday. It's titled Life Support. And so on that Periscope, it's really about building up your spirit man so your ego man does not take over your life and destroy it. And so what I really do is I use those lessons from there and I transfer it over into an article, you know, given a how-to guide. And so it's been really, it's helping me grow. It's caused me to, you know, go to a different place within and write from that place so that I can reach a variety of people, you know.
So do you find that expanding yourself as an author is not just like a growing experience, but also has growing pains to go with it? And what were they?
Yeah, absolutely. Growing pains. Mine was about managing time, making sure that my content was relevant. Because as a poet, you know, you can just write how you feel. And you know. Yeah. But as you know, writing in that format, it's just really making sure that you, I'll use an example. So the first article that he wanted me to write was about the, what was happening over in France. There was some bombings in Paris and all of those things. And I wasn't even aware of what was taking place, but it caused me to reach deeper and not just hit the topic from a surface level, but to go deeper and feel the individual's pains, you know, in that situation of losing loved ones at the hands of someone else, you know. And so the growing pains was sometimes feeling uncomfortable, doubt, you know, can I really do this? Having to believe in myself when it's like I just wanted to say, you know what, maybe I bit off more than I can chew.
We've all been there, and then we all had to work through it. So, The first book, Old to Tell the Story, called An Afro-American Woman.
Yes.
That's a great title. That's just real.
Thank you.
So, how do you think that that book can also relate to other cultures?
Oh, it's a universal message. I mean, in that book, I'm really talking about a woman's journey, you know, of going through divorce, a woman's journey entering into single parenthood when her vision for her life was two-parent home, between the different sectors of my life, you know. So it's relatable for men, for women, just even getting a broader understanding of men, you know, growing up in a fatherless home and not really knowing how to relate to men or how the behaviors of men, you know. So for a young girl or a lady that struggles with that, she can find her story in my story, you know, dealing with teenagers and just so much, you know. So it definitely is a universal message that men and women, teen and older individuals can relate to.
Absolutely. Ramona? No. I was about to ask the question. question, but as a true journalist, you answered it already. I was going to ask you what differentiates your story from so many that we already have out there about from the African American female point of view.
But you already answered that question. So
let's move on.
Because we are poets also.
Okay.
Do you find that writing things in poetry is more relatable for people because they can make it into their own?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because sometimes, well, I think it depends on the writer. You know, if you're very detailed, you express a lot of emotion, then people can, you know, see themselves in what you're writing. But if you're kind of vague and broad, then you may have a challenge with people being able to really see themselves and relate to what you have written, you know.
Absolutely. I can see that too. Wow.
Did she say boring poets out there, you're going to have a hard time selling?
No, she did not.
Thanks, ma'am. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh my! I really should be crying.
Oh my!
My bronchitis is doing a better.
It must be the medication, isn't it? Excuse me, I'm so sorry. What's my question? I really did have a question.
Hold on. How do you feel that you're gonna expand yourself in the future beyond poetry, beyond journalism? What do you think you'll need?
Definitely. I just wrote a book. Well, I didn't just write it. It's like in the phase of being edited. But I've moved. Poetry is still my first love. But I've written, I don't know if you call it a self-help book, but it's called The Day I Found Myself. And it's defining moments in my life. And so what I see is me traveling, doing workshops to empower individuals to find who they are. And not beat up on yourselves, but build up on that. And so my bigger vision is just like, I don't know, a newsletter. You know, I've done that and then I put it off because it's just like so much to it. But I just see myself traveling and hosting workshops and doing book tours all across the world and eventually having my own TV show, of course, radio show, but and then having a really great coaching program, Rise and Win, which is my baby that I'm developing, which means releasing internal struggles effortlessly and walk in newness. I see that expanding so that individuals can grow and just live from the essence of their being. And I feel like that's my role here, to support and help. I don't want to say help because we can all do it if we just tap in and take the time to learn, you know, the keys that we need, but just to be that guide and that spiritual teacher so that you can tap in and expand and be all that you want to be. So for 2018, I do see myself touring the Midwest and talking with young ladies and just helping them find themselves and build and be the best them that they can be.
That sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to seeing you, although I'm not on the Midwest. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, you're in Missouri as well.
Yeah.
Vibs. I'm just thinking about Vibs. Every time someone says St. Louis, I'm like, Vibs, I want them.
I do.
I think about that, you guys. I mean, I think I should write like a whole poem about how I love Vibs. I think I should write one.
Wait. Because you know, we are not in the Afrocentric culture. So I think that might, you know.
Nope. Because Vibs are all culture.
That's true.
Vibs are all culture. All right, you're true. You're right on that one. High five on that one.
Thank you.
But as we're coming to the end of our time, so tell people one more time where they can find you.
You can connect with me on Facebook. You can find me there under Poetess Cynthia Sherrell. That's my personal page. But you can also go to my author page, which is Cynthia Sherrell. You can connect with me on Periscope under Cynthia S. Newell. I'm on YouTube under Cynthia S. Newell. My website, which is CynthiaSNewell.com, N-E-W-E-L-L. I think that's about it. My email, Rise to Win. No, Rise to Greatness. I have like so many emails. So risetogreatness2012@gmail.com. Yeah, so that's how you can connect with me. And I do Facebook Lives on my page, sometimes on Friday or Saturday nights, a poetry session where I just read some pieces from my books, and I talk, and you talk back, and I help you work through things, and we laugh, and it's not formal, it's very informal, but we're just there to have a good time. And I think I might do one tonight, so if you go to my Arthur page, Cynthia Sherrill, you can join me there.
We'll join you. We'll even read some poetry.
Yes.
Some questions and everything.
Yes, absolutely.
You're ridiculous. But thank you so much for coming on our show. We really appreciate it. And you can always find out what me, Jade,
and me, Winona,
what your ladies are doing on andwethought.com. And while you're there, you guys check out the stuff that we have on there.
Wait!
Oh my word! You know the lights make my head. And you can check out our conference and keep up to date. It will be happening March 17th of 2018. And you can always come virtually to all of our conferences that we have, or even book reading. We'll know that.
I would like to say, you guys, please do not forget that we have a workbook that can help you with self-improvement, your business, and overcoming trauma.
Okay. Are you done?
Now I'm done.
Okay. So on that note, wisdom is all around you. And
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona in front of your face.
Bye. Thank you, ladies.
And Jade. Bye-bye.